I don't. You're the travel coordinator for Bentele East Province Club, is that correct?
Drought, yes, it is.
Great. Well, Dawn, we have an idea for you that will guarantee up to 40 to 60% of members' trip away. My name is Ethan with Australian Escapes, and we're currently setting up Provis Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is recognized by the head office. You'll be able to verify this information with Monica from marketing. Did you receive our introduction email, Dawn?
When did you send it?
I've sent this within last sometime last week at djrogers1@westnet.com.au.
No, I don't remember getting it. So if you send it to me again, I will have a look at it, definitely.
Oh, definitely. We'll go ahead and resend that one more time. Well, Dawn, my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll then send some information so you'll be able to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have question. Will that be okay?
Yes, all right.
Perfect. Well, Dawn, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I've mentioned, is to save your club 40 to 60% of their way trips and day tours. We've done a few comparison. Trade Travel have one trip listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Hervey Bay, charging over $2,400 per person. And we can do the same similar trip under $800 per person. Similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style of travel. Would you mind if I record this call for training purpose?
No, that's all right.
Oh, thank you so much. This will be a service style question, so I'll be as quickly as possible. It won't take too much of your time. Well, Dawn,
Do you have day trips?
Oh yes, we'll definitely do day trips, short range trips, and long trips, domestic or international, providing the same benefit to all of the categories. Dawn, when you're considering getting away as group, are the members more interested in doing affordable short range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours of drive, or prefer longer trip or day trip, as you've mentioned?
Well, at the moment, they're sort of only going away for one night.
Oh, okay.
And but then they love the day trip.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, we'll definitely be able to save your club members 40 to 60% of the day trips. Well, looking at this year, Dawn, do you have any trips planned out at all?
We've got one planned for the Silo tour.
Oh, okay.
That's not until September. We haven't made a date yet, and they're only going away for one night. It's up near Rochester and Benalla and all around that way.
Okay, so that trip is not booked yet. It's still in planning process.
Right. I've got all the information, but it hasn't been booked yet.
Oh, all right. Well, approximately how many members do usually travel or like getting away occasionally?
About 30.
30? Okay, that's a great amount of number. Dawn, are there any places members are interested in visiting in the future?
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we've only just got started. We only had our AGM this week.
Okay.
So we've got a trip next Tuesday down to the sand sculptures and lunch down at Rye. And just a few things like that, and one up to Dallas with the convent gallery and a hotel to have lunch. Sort of things like that they're interested in. And, you know, away for one night, two at the very most.
Oh, Dawn, I'm sorry about this. I'm from Ipswich. What state are those? Are they in Queensland or Victoria?
No, Victoria. We're in Victoria.
Oh, okay. All of them are in Victoria Tours.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, at what stage are you planning those trips? Getting quotes or planning? Just getting an idea at the stage.
Next Tuesday we're going to the sand sculptures, and in May we're going to the convent gallery in Dalesford. And then September is when we're looking at going to the Silo.
Oh, all right. And are you open to considering proposal from us for those upcoming future trip if we can save you money?
Yes. I'd like you to email me through anything that you've got, and I'll look at it all.
Oh, definitely. We'll go ahead and send some email. I would like to ask you a few more questions that will give me a better idea regarding your club's travel plans. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might be interested in the future, including short-range self-guided trip via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, even day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trip can be done 40 to 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money. This is more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this if they're very much affordable?
Yes.
All right.
We've got a group that are quite eager to go away. Then we've got others.
Well, Don, we definitely want to suggest new interesting places. If possible, where have the members been? Trips in the past few years, any destination you'd like you can mention?
Well, they're all in Victoria. We've been where did we go first? We went to Bright, then we went to Marysville,
okay.
Then we went to Echuca, Moama.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Are there any places that comes in mind for future maybe you want to go back and visit with the members?
No, I haven't got anything in mind, but we're sort of open to a lot of things. Bright's very interesting. A lot of people like Bright.
Okay. Well, Dawn, our research with Probus in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members want. How do you usually go about finding out what members are interested in doing?
What I do is I put up a thing and I speak at the meetings and explain it all, and then ask for a show of hands, and then we have a form for them to put their names on it, and that's fill out their names, and then I take it from there.
Oh, okay, great. Well, Don, working on travel styles that might suit the members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours, and other like more flexibility and independence. Have you done any email survey of members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing?
Yes, I've done all that. Some say they'd like to go away, others say they only want to go away for one night. But we're just merged with another club, might open a different thing. So we're just in the stage of just getting all that together.
Well, Don, so in your opinion, do you feel that email survey has an advantage to you and to your member?
Yes, it has, yes.
Oh, perfect.
We give out forms for them to read and fill out and everything else, so we cover everything.
Okay, great. Well, Dawn, from what you already know about the members wanting regarding to trips, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the affordability and value for money to the members?
That's the most thing, the affordability is the thing. Because everything's getting so expensive.
Right.
I mean, for all our day outings, you know, they start at $85, you know. Some people can't afford to go on 6 or 7 of them a year.
All right. This is the reason we're actually calling offering this discount to Probus clubs. For flexible travel options to suit different budget, on a scale of 1 to 10, I believe that will be high for you because of the budgeting. There's a budget involved?
Yes. I think so, because you might as well say 50-50 in the club. 50 can afford it and 50 can't, to do a lot of things.
Well, we'll make sure that it will make it affordable for all the members so they'll be able to go on a future trips. Are there any factors, if any, are important to you or to your members that comes in mind other than budget, accessibility, comfort, anything else?
No, that's about all. The main thing is the comfort, getting in the buses, as long as they're comfortable buses. Coasters or whatever.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of them are, some are elderly, and we've got a couple with a walking frame, not many, but a couple with a walking frame. So, you know, we have to make sure everything suits them.
Oh, all right. Dawn, I know that you're in charge of the travel arrangements. Are there anyone that is helping you with the process, or are you just handling all of it on your own?
I've got a couple of people help me. Mm, but I'm the main one yet. I make most of the decisions.
Oh, okay, great. Well, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, what do you feel that the travel organizers need to help you with the most? Comparing different trip options, communicating with members, helping with everything in general?
Well, they help me with everything in general. If they see anything that's advertised, they tell me about it. People give me things so I can have a look at them and inquire about them, all things like that. So we do communicate quite well with each other, which is great.
Oh, perfect. Well, Dawn, this is the last question. We'd definitely like the opportunity to prove to your member our value, because we know that we can save your members up to 40 to 60% of any type of domestic, international, even for the day trips as well, making it a lot more affordable. Would you be open to shopping around and getting better prices if we can help you save?
Oh, definitely, definitely, yes.
I would like, let me just re-verify the email one more time. Is djrogers1@westnet.com.au?
And you're spelling Rogers, Rogers?
Yes, and number one.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and send that email shortly with a brief description about regarding our company and the travel options. Well, Don, that actually completes up. Yeah.
Would you send me a couple of examples, say, of a day trip? A one night or two night stopover at Bright. Can you send me something on that?
Yeah. One or two nights to Bright.
Yep.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll go ahead and send those information in the email. I'll make a note of that, and I'll pass this information to the travel manager. And just also want to mention that Australianscapes, we're the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership, so all members can access the discount and try us out.
Well,
Because, yeah.
that's very good marketing because our Provis clubs are growing. We've got 110 members, but
Okay.
a lot of clubs have got well over that, so that's very
Right.
good marketing.
Thank you so much. And we're actually, I know the Probus uses Trade Travel, and we're offering great discount comparing with Trade Travel as well.
Well, I'm sorry, but Trade Travel, I get all their stuff. I go to PAV meetings and get their stuff, but a lot of their stuff is just out of the reach.
Yeah, it is kind of expensive. We hear that from a lot of other Probus clubs as well. Well, Don, this is actually a quite significant step for Probus because it means that you're definitely getting a free access to wholesale travel pricing and wide ranges of option. Our price is much more lower than what you or the members are used to paying. We'll go ahead and send you that information. And you wanted a specific for one or two nights to ride Victoria?
Yep.
Okay, we'll go ahead and send that email shortly. And if you don't mind, I'll do a follow-up call with you sometime in the future to see if there is anything we'll be able to help you with. Would that be
Yes,
okay?
that would be fantastic, Smith. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you for your time as well. I hope you have a great, wonderful day, and we'll go ahead and send that email to you shortly.
Well, thank you very much.
You too,
Bye.
Donna. Take care. Bye-bye.